The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman, is a celebrated, if largely unread, 18th-century comic novel. It's not your usual book. Its title character isn't born until its third volume. It is blank pages and all sorts of typographical tricks, and its plot is so meandering that it even digresses from its digressions. Despite all that, it's been turned into a movie. Bob Mondello says Tristram Shandy, a cock-and-bull story, is nearly as tricky as its source material.
Heading straight at this free associating novel couldn't possibly work, so director Michael Winterbottom does something in the spirit of the novel. He makes a movie about making a movie of Tristram Shandy. His leading man is British comic Steve Coogan, who is playing an actor named Steve Coogan, who's playing Shandy, as well as Shandy's father, and who frequently steps outside the film in the film to comment on the film. Got that? Well, here's how it works. On screen, we're seeing a movie scene in which a 6-year-old Tristram Shandy is accidentally circumcised by a falling window frame, and in the background is the self-absorbed 40-year-old Steve Coogan looking on.
That is a child actor pretending to be me. I'll be able to play myself later. I think I could probably get away with being 18, 19. Until then, I'll be played by a series of child actors. This was the best of a bad bunch.
He's unable to convey the pain or shock of such an event.
I think I can. Susanna said I was doing it exactly how you did it.
It may be the same noise, but it doesn't have the emotion.
Go on then, show me how to do it. I was told it was a comedy, not a pantomime.
Everybody's a critic. Coogan is known in Britain for his role as Alan Partridge, a know-nothing host on a fake TV talk show, and he's playing a riff on that character here. He's also playing a riff on himself, so celebrity interviewers ask him about his TV show, and about his real-life tabloid scandal with a lap dancer, and of course about the novel, which of course he hasn't read.
Steve Coogan, why Tristram Shandy? This is the book that many people say is unfilmable.
I think that's the attraction. Tristram Shandy was a postmodern classic written before there was any modernism to be posed about. So it's way ahead of its time. And in fact, for those who haven't heard of it, it was actually listed as number 8 on the Observer's top 100 books of all time.
That was a chronological list.
Right.
Coogan is delicious, and he's not alone. In real life, he's good buddies with actor Rob Brydon, who is playing an actor named Rob Brydon, who's playing Uncle Toby. They are, shall we say, competitive. So while Coogan worries about whether the heels for his costume will make him taller in their scenes together, Brydon is pondering the brightness of his teeth.
Have a look at the color.
I saw the color the last time I looked. It registered.
It's what I call not white.
Well,
what colour would you call it?
I'd concur with not white. I'd go further.
I mean, it's not yellow.
It's a sliding scale, isn't it? I think you're a
Barley Meadow, Tuscan sunset.
You're getting laughs, but it's not making your teeth look any better.
As movie-making parody and literary parody, this is lots of fun, though it's the sort of thing that prompts chuckles rather than guffaws. As far as I'm concerned, the whole movie would be worth sitting through just for the end credits, where Coogan and Brydon trade Al Pacino imitations, completely pointlessly, because in Tristram Shandy, being pointless is the point. I'm Bob Mondello.